Hey there, it's Darius Faru, and welcome back to the podcast. So the last episode I published was about setbacks, and I think a few days later I got the flu, and then a few days into having the flu, I kind of blew out my lower back whilst stretching, which was quite new to me. First time that happened. And I had the flu plus back pain, so a double whammy. And that also set me back. So it's quite ironic. Well, when, you know, the last podcast episode was about setbacks, and then I have the opportunity to practice the stuff that I talk about. So I want to talk to you about that process. And once again, you know, a flu or some back pain or an injury or anything like that is quite common. And I'm going to guess that some of you who are listening are going through something like that right now. So how can you deal with that? And hopefully my experience and my thoughts can help you. So the thing with the previous episode was use setbacks as energy to propel yourself forward. And I talked about how that's quite hard when you are in the middle of a setback or when you're going through it. And that's something that I think never changes, because you know, that's the nature of life. When we go through these challenges, it's normal to feel depressed or down, frustrated, angry, all of these negative emotions. And I got to tell you, I felt that way as well, especially because an injury or a flu or an illness never comes at the right time. We're always in the middle of something, and that's also the nature of life. As we are working towards our goals and trying to build something, we're always in the middle of something, you know, whether it's a project at work or maybe a renovation at home or a new workout routine when it comes to your health. And these things usually happen at the exact wrong time. In the beginning, when you just started out your new routine or whatever it is. Looking back, for me, I was quite lucky that I got sick after I finished my road trip in January to Spain, and after I finished renovations of my apartment in February. So basically, like a few days or a week after I finished, I got sick, and this flu was quite a bad one. I don't know if you can still hear it from my voice, but I was sick pretty badly. The first few days were quite mild, so I thought, oh, okay, it's not that bad. And I had just one day or one evening of fever, so I thought to myself, I should be better in a couple of days. And then it got worse, actually. So I got fever again and then started feeling weak, and then I started coughing and, you know, like basically the typical flu symptoms, but it kept lingering on. And then the first time that I felt a little bit normal was almost 2 weeks later, like 12, 13 days later. And that's last week. So as soon as I started feeling a little bit better, I started to work out. And that was all right, because I didn't go too early, almost 2 weeks later. So that was okay. And over the past week, I did one more workout and I went to the sauna twice. So I didn't go, you know, back to a full-on routine. Especially because I also had back pain. And if you've been listening to my podcast or reading my blog for a while, you know, it's been kind of a lifelong issue for me. I had back pain for the first time when I was like 16. And in the last 2 weeks, I was thinking I should write a book about this, because every time I have back pain, I learn something else. So I learn something new about back pain, and I kind of feel like I know more about back pain than the average physiotherapist, because I can talk from experience. And my latest realization, in case you are wondering about that, is that too much stretching, too much flexibility and mobility is actually not that beneficial for people who have lower back pain or lower back problems, because the lower back is a weak point of the human body in general, particularly if you have had problems in the past. And I remember what my first physiotherapist always told me, which was to strengthen your core. And he recently retired, so he was an old school physiotherapist. He worked with, you know, professional athletes or professional soccer players particularly. And he was never a big fan of stretching, and particularly not overstretching, because he said that most people don't have a flexibility problem, they have a strength problem. But somehow the mainstream belief, and especially on YouTube and social media, etc., is that mobility and flexibility is the most important thing. And for the past few years, I had been practicing that. And the funny thing is that when you practice flexibility, mobility, you know, doing all these stretches, you do feel some relief short term, and even in the mid term, some months and maybe even years. But in the long term, especially if you stop doing strength training, which is something that I've been doing on and off. Like, I always love strength training and lifting weights, but I do it in cycles. And particularly when it comes to functional strength training, like core exercises, lower back exercises, hamstrings, glutes, all of those really functional muscles, I tend to forget that at times. And it's also relevant in the last several months, I would say. I did work out, I did my cardio, but I did not pay particular attention to my lower back and core. So I already had some back pain and annoyance going on because of the really long drive that I did January, and then doing the renovations. So I was up and about all the time, and lifting things and, you know, being active pretty much all day long. So that put a lot of stress on my back. And combine that with another realization that I had, which is really important, and I never believed in this until recently, which is that lower back pain and problems are not only a result of physical stress, but also mental or emotional stress, if that's relevant. Think about it. When you had back pain in the past, what was going on in your life? Chances are high that you also had a lot of emotional or mental stress, maybe because of your work, or in my case, because of renovations. And particularly in my case, I scheduled the month of February for these renovations, because it's not the first time that I've renovated a house or an apartment. I know it's stressful and takes a lot of time, and particularly because you always have this time pressure, because I didn't do everything myself, of course, because you know, I am handy, but it's not like I want to spend the entire day working in my apartment. So I hired two kind of senior handy guys or handymen, or, you know, guys who can basically do everything in the house, and towards retirement. So they kind of, you know, we know them for a long time, so they going to take on small jobs and whatever, and or jobs that they like so they can work at a slow pace. But in return, they don't charge a real high fee, which is quite unusual in these times. So they work at the at a slower pace, but they charge a really low fee. At the end of the month, you end up paying a lot less, but it might take a little bit longer, but still, you pay less. And the good thing for me, which is what I thought, was like, if they work at a slower pace, I could at least kind of think about the stuff that we want to change, you know, whether it's the color on the wall or, you know, new stuff for the kitchen, you name it, or the bathroom. We have time to kind of pick out those things, so we don't have to plan everything in advance, which also takes a lot of time. So we can basically buy anything we need a day before we actually need it. So the good thing about that is that you don't have to spend any time planning, but the bad thing about it is that you have to spend a lot of time every day on small things. And, you know, before you start, you always think, it's fine, what is it? Like a bunch of paint and maybe a few new items. You know, when you start, it's like, oh, okay, we probably need to change the power plugs. We need to change the hooks, or like, you know, stuff that we put the towels on in the kitchen and in the bathroom, and you just keep going. And now we're busy. Let's replace the doors inside the house because the doors are old. It's like, and every time new stuff gets added on, and then before it becomes this like never-ending project. So eventually you spend like a month on that stuff, right? I'm sitting now in my apartment, but still it's not completely finished. There's still a few small things here and there. But what I'm trying to say is that like that type of stress and mental activity, mental preoccupation, also can translate into physical problems. And that's something that I kind of underestimated for a long time, but I do acknowledge now. I think this is why stress management and philosophy and personal development, all of these things that we talk about here on the podcast and on the website, are even more important than most of us think. We just think, oh, it's good for your mindset and whatever, or maybe good for your career. But no, it's basically good for everything if you apply it. And since we're all human beings, we don't apply it all the time. And that's fine. It's normal and happens, but at least we learn from it. And once we are kind of through the challenge, because as you know, the only way out is through, the good old cliche, once you're through it, then you can start thinking about the stuff that you learned and then the things that you're going to do differently and how you can use all of that to just, you know, kickstart everything and then go at it with your newfound information. So for me, that means the following. When I have like a physical stressful period, I'm going to take a step back after that. You know, whether it's maybe a period of intense training in the gym or with running or cycling, whatever that is. If I did that for, let's say, 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 2 months at max, I'm going to take it easy. Maybe don't exercise at all for a week, and then another week of kind of low intensity. If I have a lot of mental stress or a lot of things going on at work or at the house or whatever it is in my personal life, also I'm going to kind of slow down on the physical stuff. Some people say, well, if you have a lot of things going on, exercise is kind of a good release. It could be true for some people, but because I have a history of back issues, I need to decide what I am going to do in a certain time period. Is that taking a rest or is that going hard and building up, etc.? So I've learned that I can't do everything at the same time, you know? So I have to make decisions and then some cases or sometimes take a step back, do nothing and rest. I think the value of resting is still in, for a lot of people, not clear. They just think it's something that you only have to do when you just can't do anything anymore, when you're completely burnt out. But I've learned that, yeah, here's one thing that I often talk about. Rest before you're tired. Honestly, it's such difficult advice to apply. And I love it, but it's something that I just have to remind myself of very often, because it's easy to get caught up in ambition and in striving and moving forward, you know? Because those things don't go together. Like, you want to rest, but at the same time, you also want to progress. So then you think, oh, the resting is going to harm my progress. But if you look at it in the long term, your rest will actually improve your progress. You just have to see it, right? So sometimes you just have to zoom out. And it's okay, you know, like, these setbacks happen, use them. Use them as opportunities to learn, do things differently, improve yourself, etc. So thank you for listening. I hope you found this story useful. Keep tuning in. New episodes coming soon. And like always, take care.